the new political power players, crypto super PACs, hey there. The American political landscape is totally flipping upside down, and it's not just about traditional campaigns anymore. Crypto-focused groups are now major players, throwing millions into the mix to shape the future of politics.
Absolutely. As the 2024 election heats up, these so-called crypto super PACs are amassing massive funds to influence the game. It's a wild ride, and the stakes are higher than ever.
These groups are all about backing candidates who vibe with the digital asset industry's goals, like pushing for innovation, clear rules, and a friendly environment for blockchain and crypto. It's like they're trying to build a roadmap for the future.
This moment marks a big pivot for the crypto world. Instead of just reacting to policies, they're now actively trying to shape the rules of the game. It's a sign of maturity, really.
Yeah, and the stakes. They're colossal. Regulatory decisions and legislative outcomes could determine the fate of a multi-trillion-dollar industry. This isn't just about money, it's about the future of technology itself.
What are crypto super PACs? Let's break it down. Super PACs are like independent expenditure-only groups. They can raise unlimited funds from corporations, unions, and individuals, but they can't directly donate to candidates or parties.
Exactly. They channel their cash into ads, lobbying, and voter outreach, tools to sway opinions or tip the scales in elections. It's a strategic move, right? The crypto industry's finally getting serious about influencing the political arena.
These groups are backed by big names in the industry, executives, venture firms, and entities that see blockchain as the future. Their financial support shows the sector's no longer content with regulatory limbo.
Spot on. They're pushing for clarity and a seat at the policy table. This isn't just about staying in the game, it's about leading it.
The strategic shift of the crypto industry, the rise of these super PACs, signals a major shift in how the crypto world interacts with politics. For years, they operated in a regulatory gray zone, often reacting to policies instead of shaping them.
But with the industry now valued at over $1 trillion, they've had to level up. Funding super PACs is their way of securing favorable legislation, like clear rules for digital assets, consumer protections, and stablecoin regulations.
This proactive approach is all about regulatory clarity. Without it, innovation stalls and investor confidence falters. The crypto sector's growth into mainstream finance has raised alarms about oversight, especially with traditional financial systems.
For example, the SEC and CFTC are locked in a tug-of-war over who gets to regulate crypto. The SEC sees many tokens as securities, while the CFTC claims some fall under commodities. It's a mess, and it's stifling growth.
The absence of clear rules has led to uncertainty and debates about risks like fraud and market manipulation. Past scandals like FTX and the Ronin hack have made people question the sector's stability.
That's why industry leaders are doubling down on political influence. They want a regulatory framework that balances innovation with safeguards, because the future of crypto depends on it.
The political and regulatory battlefield, the political and regulatory landscape, is a minefield, with competing interests vying for control. Agencies like the SEC and CFTC are struggling to balance innovation with consumer protection.
The SEC's cautious stance, classifying many tokens as securities, has protected investors but stifled growth. Meanwhile, the CFTC's focus on commodities has left a regulatory gap. It's a patchwork of rules that's confusing for everyone.
Legislative proposals like the Digital Asset and Financial Innovation Act have stalled in Congress, fueled by partisan resistance. Critics argue these bills prioritize industry interests over public welfare.
The lack of clarity has also sparked debates about systemic risks. Critics warn that unchecked growth in a volatile sector could lead to crises, emphasizing the need for robust safeguards.
Industry advocates argue that supportive legislation is key to maintaining U.S. competitiveness in fintech. They believe a clear regulatory environment will attract investment and drive innovation.
But critics fear the crypto sector is buying influence to push for deregulation. They worry about the risks of a sector that's both volatile and unaccountable.
The election as a turning point as 2024 approaches, crypto super PACs are ramping up their efforts. Expect big investments in political ads, voter outreach, and endorsements. These groups will target key battlegrounds to push for candidates who support crypto-friendly policies.
The focus will be on crafting a regulatory framework that promotes innovation while addressing fraud, market manipulation, and consumer protection. It's a balancing act, but the stakes are too high to ignore.
The movement isn't monolithic. Bitcoin maximalists, DeFi advocates, and Web3 supporters all have different priorities. But their shared goal, ensuring the next Congress includes lawmakers who will advance a national strategy for digital assets.
The election will also test how mainstream crypto is becoming. Candidates who align with the industry might gain support from investors, tech entrepreneurs, and younger voters who see blockchain as a game changer.
Conversely, candidates opposing crypto-friendly policies could face backlash from these demographics, highlighting how deeply the sector has embedded itself in political dynamics.
Critical takeaways and implications: this moment is huge. It's a turning point where tech and politics collide. The crypto industry's shift from reacting to shaping policies shows it's ready to be a major player in the global economy.
By investing in political influence, the sector aims to secure a regulatory environment that supports innovation, protects consumers, and ensures long-term growth. But this strategy has sparked debates about industry overreach.
The outcome of the 2024 election will define the crypto industry's future. Will the U.S. establish a regulatory framework that balances innovation with accountability? Only time will tell.
The success of these crypto super PACs in influencing legislative priorities will determine whether the U.S. can become a leader in financial technology without losing sight of the risks.